Here's how pumice, the 20% of grapes that is left over after winemaking, gets turned into other useful products.
We take the pumice and we remove what they call MOG, which stands for material other than grapes. And what we're left with is a combination of seeds and skins and a small amount of pulp. So that material, we use all of it. The product that we refer to as flour, the only thing that we might do is we might separate the seeds and the skins from each other because they have different textures, different flavor characteristics and other properties. But we also sell products that are just simply whole ground pumice once it's been dried.
That's Scott Forsberg, CEO of Whole Vine, a company that is developing and now marketing these secondary wine products. When they began separating the skins and seeds by varietal, they found some unexpected differences.
They'll differ in taste and color and aroma, obviously, but we're finding through our scientific work that the variety can have a profound impact on health effects. We see changes, for example, in the way that different varieties will affect your liver health. We have some very good information and good preliminary studies on Chardonnay showing that it's very healthy for the liver. We also have interesting information on how different varieties can change your gut biome. So the friendly bacteria that live in your digestive tract can be heavily influenced by the variety that you consume.
That got the attention of Tom Kiefer, who, after working with Whole Vine to create a gluten-free cookie made partially with wine flour, co-founded a new Santa Rosa business to use the flour in another way.
We wanted to create a healthy snack in the salty snack aisle. We wanted a baked product, healthier than a potato chip.
The result is the Wild California brand of chips, which come in four flavors from pineapple coconut to apricot ginger, all with that extra ingredient, but used sparingly.
The characteristics of grape seed and grape skin flour is you can't use it like an all-purpose flour. If you use it 100%, it'll come out like a brick. But the benefits are so that you don't need a whole lot of it to make it a good ingredient in your product.
In their products, that means about 7% is grape flour. And Kiefer uses just one varietal.
Chardonnay skin flour has the most flavor. The sea flour has the most antioxidants. So we've combined both of them. It's a little lighter flour, so your product's a little lighter as well.
The extra element of sustainability has given Wild California a little marketing edge, too. They're already in 1,200 stores, preparing to double production later this year. It's a success for Whole Vine, too, of course, but Tori Arvik, their chief science officer, sees more coming.
They were one of the first ones to really take us seriously and incorporate our products because they saw what was coming out of the USDA research, and they wanted to be way out there ahead of the curve. We've since had a large bakery come on in the Midwest, and one on the East Coast that's associated with a grocery chain. The Republic of Tea has released some Sonoma iced teas with our grape skins in them. That's been great to finally get those other vehicles that help us educate people about these products.
And this is just the beginning, Arvik predicts. In time, he says, other companies will produce similar products, and eventually, consumers will be able to buy grape flour directly for their own use in home cooking and baking. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.